She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
The Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. Today, we're talking about the power of simple gestures, specifically how sharing homemade food can create real connection, especially during a season when so many people feel isolated. Ben and Erin Napier, the beloved co-hosts of HGTV's Hometown, are joining me to share how they've built community in their hometown of Laurel, Mississippi, one dish at a time. They're partnering with Bob's Red Mill on the More Togetherness movement, which encourages neighbors to come together through food and introduces a fresh twist on Friendsgiving called Neighborsgiving. We'll dive into the surprising survey results showing that neighbors who cook or bake for each other actually feel less lonely. The small traditions the Napiers love, from cookie swaps to doorstep drop-offs, and how we can all spark a little more connection right where we live.
Ben and Erin Napier, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. Big fans of your work, big fans of you just as individuals and what you do for your community, hosts of HGTV's Hometown. Today we're talking about celebrating Neighborsgiving, the spirit of connection, just reconnecting. People need people, and I can't think of a better way than just what we're talking about today is just sharing food, baked goods, getting together with neighbors, people that are lonely. I so appreciate this opportunity.
We're
excited. When Bob's reached out and they were describing what this campaign that they were wanting to put together, it seemed odd to us because where we live, it just is a natural part of life where we are constantly cooking food and taking food to eat. We really like to eat in the South. I don't know if y'all know that.
We're kind of famous for it.
But y'all know Bob's. I mean, Bob's is local there for you guys. And so when they reached out, our pantry was already full of Bob's Red Mill products, which was a no-brainer for us. This is something that we actually believe in and we actually live. And so in coining the terms Neighborsgiving, which is like Friendsgiving, but more awkward.
In a good way.
I don't think that there's a bad awkward.
Ben loves to get awkward and really get to know people.
Yeah, I really want to get to know them. Not like in a surface social media.
He didn't listen to his mama when she said don't talk to strangers.
No, I didn't. I'm very popular on the New York subways.
People live in there.
They love me there. But so, Bob, the idea here is about Neighborsgiving, about reaching out, getting out of your comfort zone, talking to those people who live in your community who you don't know yet. You know, you don't know what they're going through and learning what they're going through and then helping them through that. That's what community should be about.
With food specifically.
And doing it with food.
Oh, absolutely. Who turns that down? I mean, as in my other life, I'm a realtor. If I'm going to do an open house, I better bring food. Otherwise, no one's going to come or handing
out. Yeah, absolutely.
Out, you know, everybody comes together and, you know, food is a great conversation starter. Somebody sees something chocolate, something smells good. We don't do them as much anymore. I don't know if it's part of COVID or just how society is, those family get-togethers. Like, I wish we had more cookouts. And learning from what y'all do in the South, we could use some of that over here, definitely on the West Coast.
Yeah, part of it is COVID, but then I think part of it is social media.
Yeah, I think our phones give us a false sense of community.
What you just said about being a realtor, I can tour just about any house in America that's for sale right now through my phone, but I'm not getting a true sense of how it feels. I'm not hearing about, like, you know, the details of the house, how I could live there. And also, I'm not smelling whatever it is that you're cooking there, Dawn.
No, I had a client that always had the crock pot going, and I said, oh my God, this is going to sell this house, I can tell you right now. And it was awesome. It was people stay a little longer. It just creates, even in an atmosphere like that, in a setting where everybody's, you know, just coming through, it makes people stop and linger. And we don't do that. We don't linger around each other anymore. And Bob's Red Mill. I've used Bob's Red Mill for years. And when I lived over in that area, that part of Oregon. I drove past it every day. So just that sense of community and those recipes and just cooking at the in the kitchen, just, you know, cooking with your mom, your grandma, whoever. That's when those really family conversations and bonding come together. It's only good that comes from this.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. And we're Aaron and I are using it as a cheat code for raising our daughters. We are forcing this. Like, if they want cookies, that's fine. We can bake cookies. We have everything in the pantry, or brownies, or, you know, biscuits or cornbread. But we're going to make a little bit extra, and we're going to either invite someone over for them, or we're going to load up in the car and take it to them. Or they're going
to... teach them to actually have conversations.
That's right. We're trying to, in a digital age especially, and this is something that, I mean, we have people, Aaron and I, with our partners on stores, and this is a pandemic that we're seeing, is that people are not learning how to have conversations anymore because they do it all through their phone. And so this is a way that we force that with our girls. They're learning how to talk to their neighbors and how to check on people.
Oh, that's so important, because it's like we don't know how to do it anymore. We don't even write cursive anymore. Thank you cards. Uh-huh. We don't. All of those just traditions, the homegrown grassroots type things, we're just getting away from. And I always say that during the holidays, let's bring back a tradition. Let's just try it and see how it works. When I go to antique stores now, I'm searching out those old cookbooks where they still have the handwritten recipes and the notes and the pages. I mean, those are things I'm collecting, but I probably shouldn't have said that, because now I'm not going to find any.
When my grandmother passed away, we all wanted her recipes, but I thought the best way we can do this and we can keep her alive is by, I scanned all the recipes, I put them into a book, and I printed copies for everyone in my family, a hardback book, and it has photos of her and her little notes written in her handwriting. And every holiday, we all pick something from that we bring to my parents' house for Thanksgiving or to my uncle's house. And in that way, she stays alive forever, as long as someone knows her recipes and knows why she was important. And so I use, like, Bob's Red Mill really does have the best flour for this. It's organic and it's unbleached, but it's fluffier. And I make her biscuits. She taught me how to make the biscuits, and no one else. So I'm like, I have a special... I have a special ranking in my family as the one that Mama taught. And so now I want to teach my girls. And that recipe is actually on the More Togetherness website that Bob built. So if anybody wants the recipe, you can find it there. It just takes a little practice to learn how to hand roll biscuits.
Oh, yes. And I think the thing with Bob's Red Mill, at least for me, it's as close to scratch as you can get, if not scratch.
Yep.
You know, if you're a little intimidated by making sure, you know, we'd rather get a box, some of the other box things, whereas I've always felt Bob's is as close to scratch as I'm going to get when putting that. The cornbread recipes, even some of the gluten-free things they have. Big fan. There's no convincing me about this at all. I'm just curious, too, you know, living in Laurel, Mississippi, things that you do as far as, you know, uniting the community, which you guys already do that. We see that play out, and you do such a fabulous job, so authentic and heartfelt. Things that, you know, maybe people out of the South just aren't familiar with, because we just live in our own little bubbles, that maybe we could be considering that you'd like to see more of.
It doesn't have to be a formal, organized...
It can be very low effort.
Low effort.
It's just intentionality.
Hey, I've got, leftover bread or biscuits
or I made
dressing.
A huge pot of chicken noodle soup. Let me bring you half of it.
Yeah, would you like some? Or why don't y'all come over? I've got a huge pot of soup, and bring whatever you want, even if it's just yourself.
The key is making extra of everything. I even, our girls, anytime we make waffles for some reason, they're like, let's make double and invite people. Waffles, they like a waffle party. But food, man, it does bring us together.
It's such an inspiring thing just to hear and give people an idea. And remember, I remember when I was a kid and we used to do this at grandma's house, or mom used to do that.
Uh-huh.
We do get so hectic and so busy, and I don't know that we intentionally get in that cycle, that loop, but we do. And taking a beat back and just visit the store, go get one package of something at Bob Red Mill and give it a shot and see how it goes. Even that can be fun. If you're not really an experienced baker, you don't need to be.
Yeah, they have a great brownie mix. by the way.
Yeah, everything they've done, I've been very impressed with. And I guess Oregonians here on the West Coast can try to lay some claim to that's been a positive for everyone nationwide. So where can we go for more information? Where would you like us to go?
Moregetherness.com. Like togetherness, but more of it.
Yeah, and the Moregetherness.
And if we want extra, we just need to tune into Hometown as well, because you keep it going, even though
there you go.
It's awesome. Well, again, Baron Aaron, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Good to meet you. Thank you. You asked really good questions.
Absolutely. Great. Have a wonderful holiday, you guys.
You too.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guests, Ben and Aaron Napier from HGTV's Hometown, for reminding us that connection can start with something as simple as a homemade dish. If you'd like to learn more about Neighbors Giving or the Moregetherness movement, more information can be found at bobsredmail.com. And be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com.
The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.